This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. And now it's time for Foodstuffs, our weekly look at food and food culture in the Granite State. When you're about to sit down to a meal, and that meal involves a piece of meat, a steak, some chicken, or pork chops, for example, how much do you think about the animal it came from? We all bring a different level of awareness to the dinner table, and it can be uncomfortable for some people to think deeply about the chicken, cow, or pig that was killed to become someone's food. Last week, Concord Monitor reporter Elodie Reed began what's expected to be a six-month journey following the life of a pig that is being raised for slaughter, and she joins me now to talk about this series of articles. Thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
What inspired you to write about a pig from birth to death?
Well, I started this food and farm blog for the Concord Monitor called Ag and Eats, and I wanted to do a long-term project for the blog. And I thought, well, I love animals, and I'm also really interested in food and sort of how it comes to be. And why not follow an animal from birth to plate? And I've been in touch with Carol Soule at Miles Smith Farm in Loudoun, and she let me know that she was having a batch of piglets soon. And I thought, well, why not a piglet?
So if you're an animal lover and you know that this pig, who you're calling Pink in the article, is going to be killed at the end, I can imagine that must be difficult for you as a reporter to go into this and cover this.
Yeah, it's almost like a challenge for me. So I was introduced to the idea of meat coming from animals when I was a kid. I was watching PBS Frontier, and I flipped on the TV, and there was this image of a guy with a hatchet and a chicken, and the two hadn't come together yet, but they're about to.
Did you avert your eyes?
Well, I had this sudden realization. I ran from the room. I was like 11 years old. And ever since then, I've been like very sensitive to the topic of animals and meat and killing them. And I, you know, ate meat for a long time until I became a vegetarian 3 years ago. And I've always sort of been interested in getting back to that topic and sort of challenging myself to think about it more and sort of delve into what actually happens to these animals that are raised for meat. And so this just felt like an interesting reporting challenge. And I also thought it was an interesting topic for the community to check out. I don't know that, like you said in your intro, I don't know that people think about it a whole lot.
What are the kinds of things you're going to be tracking as you follow Pink from birth to death?
First, this is a visual project, so I'm obviously going to be photographing Pink every 2 weeks and just giving a general description of sort of what's going on, what's sort of going into Pink, as it were. And then I have these Pink facts that I'm tracking every 2 weeks. So I'm looking at how old Pink is, how much Pink weighs, and how much it costs to raise Pink, what all the inputs are.
Why is it important to track this kind of cost?
The whole purpose of this project is to really understand the inputs that go into your meat. And that doesn't only mean, you know, the actual pig, but what helps raise the pig. So, you know, the bedding it lays on, or the food it eats, or the breeding costs for the mom that the pig, you know, gets its milk from for the first 30 days. There's all these different things that go into our meat that we really don't think about. And, you know, it's like raising a baby. You know, you have to get diapers for your kid. You got to make sure mom is happy. And it's the same thing with animals. And I just think that's an interesting thing to be keeping track of.
When you were a child, Elodie, you turned away from the TV screen when that chicken was going to be killed for food. Will you be able to turn away this time when it comes time for Pink to meet her end?
Well, I have 6 months before I have to make that decision.
Six months to mentally prepare.
Yeah. And one thing I think is interesting about doing this as a journalistic project is when you get behind a camera or you have a notepad in front of you, or, you know, if you're a radio reporter, have a microphone, there's some sort of wall that goes up and you're in observational mode. And it's almost easier to hear or see or experience difficult things because it's not happening directly to you. So I'm hoping that that allows me to sort of fully document the process.
Why do you think readers of the Concord Monitor need this level of awareness of what happens to a pig and the transformation of a pig to something that you eat? Why do they need that awareness?
Well, I think our job as journalists is to present information and let people decide what they think about it and then change their actions based on that decision.
That's Elodie Reed, reporter for the Concord Monitor, and she'll be following a pig by the name of Pink, who lives on a farm in Loudoun, who is being raised for slaughter. Elodie, thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me.